Salam, I'm Kulsoom. Today we're going to talk about Imam Zainul Abideen, Season 2. Oh, alayhi salam. Welcome back. So we're going to ask some questions about Imam Zainul Abideen, alayhi salam. And we're going to be answering them, but remember, this is Season 2. And you know what that means. So, are you ready? Allah, Muhammad, Ali, and Hassan and Hussein. Okay, number one. Who was the grandfather of Imam Zainul Abideen on his father's side? And remember, he was also a divinely appointed imam. Peace and blessings upon them both. So we've been practicing this kind of questions for a few episodes now. So you should be getting pretty good at it. So first we figure out who was the father of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam. And that was Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the father of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the grandfather of Imam Zainul Abideen on his father's side is Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon them both. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was the rightful successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Okay, we're moving on to number two. Who was the grandson of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam? And remember, he was also a divinely appointed imam. So this is like the previous question, but in reverse. So first we figure out who was the son of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam. And as you know, that was Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the grandson of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, who is also an imam, is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Okay, now we're moving on to number three. In what famous cities did Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam give speeches? And that too, when he was in front of a huge group of bad people that were ready to kill him. So the famous cities that Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam gives speeches after the event of Karbala are the cities of Kufa and Sham. And Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, who is also known as Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, gave the speeches in front of a huge group of bad people that were ready to kill him. MashaAllah. Wasn't Imam Sajjad alayhi salam so very brave? Okay, last question, and that is number four. So what is the famous book of du'as and supplication that has the du'as of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? So we kind of asked you this question in season one, but it was a much longer question. Still, we wanted to know if you're practicing those questions as well. Because as you know, if you build a building on shaky foundations, well, the building will eventually fall. And that would be really unfortunate.
I think the scripter is a philosopher.
So the book of du'as that has the du'as of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is Sahifa Sajjadiya. And it's a really beautiful book. So the nice thing of season two is that we have fewer questions. But the challenging things of season two is that the answers are longer. It's kind of like life, you know? Like the Holy Quran says, with hardships comes ease. Well, that's all the time we had. I'm really glad you answered those questions so well. And if you didn't, just keep practicing. See you all next time, inshallah, wherever you are.